how I've noticed, and it's even happened with male friends, is just the minute I wear a little heel and I'm standing next to them, I've had them be like, are you taller?
Yeah. And they insecure about it?
Yeah. What? Like, what's the matter to you? First of all, we're not dating. So, yeah. And then they've all been like, yeah, I don't like that. And I'm like, why? And they're like, I feel small. And there's something to a tall woman making a tall man suddenly feel small because he's so used to having this more of a height gap.
See, well, I always feel small.
Right.
So I'm not insecure about it. Yeah.
That's why the short dudes don't care.
If you want to put on heels and be 6'3", it's no much different than you being 5'11", to me.
Exactly. That's what I tell the small women, that they're like, I need 6'3". I'm like, you can't tell the difference between a 5'10 and a 6'2". Get real. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Shooters Gotta Shoot. I am your host, Eric Aspira, and I have a great guest for you guys today. But first, we are sponsored by SunsetLakeCBD.com. If you have not tried their products yet, please do. They have great stuff. I was just traveling. I used their melatonin gummies, helped me knock out for the plane, and you could travel with it. So that's very, very clutch. I went abroad. I went to Europe. Nobody stopped me. Nobody cared. I had these gummies. They were the best. And so, definitely check them out, SunsetLakeCBD.com. We got a promo code for you, SGS20, gives you 20% off. And you can use it as many times as you want. Get it for you, get it as a gift. You can get it for your pets. They have literally everything. And it's also already the most affordable I've ever seen. So check them out, SunsetLakeCBD.com, promo code SGS20. Now, also, if you are listening to the show and you want to watch us, we're on YouTube. Go ahead to our YouTube page. I got the link in the description, or just type us in, Shooters Gotta Shoot Podcast. Go to the YouTube, subscribe, watch it. We're having a lot of fun, all right? And without further ado, going to move on to our next guest here. This guy, I've known him a very, very long time, since I've started comedy. He's got a boatload of credits, guys. He's been on Tonight Show. He's got a Comedy Central half hour. Recently, an HBO hour, romantic comedy. And he just started his own podcast, Adulthood Podcast. Please put your hands together for the Short King, Ian Lara.
Yeah, we started off with that. I feel like I was supposed to come on for so long.
I know. You're somebody I always hit up, and you're a very busy man.
And then you stopped.
Yeah, because you always say no.
I feel like you got discouraged. And I was like, no, don't give up. I was like, don't give up. I'm going to do it.
You became a last minute. I'll never forget hitting you up, and then the next day I come in to record, you said no to me. I walk in. You were in the podcast before me. You did Paloofos, and I was like, seriously,
no,
Ian?
No.
Seriously?
I don't think I said no to you that day. I don't think you hit me up. Because I've been wanting to do it for like a while, and then you just stopped hitting me up.
Well, we've had a lot of great conversations after shows, especially a lot of your act is dating and relationships. So you're someone that fits this pod.
Right.
Because that's what we talk about in general. But, we go off track a little bit.
Yeah.
But I figured we'd open with the Short King, because that's a hot word now.
Yeah, that's a thing. That's
I
a
feel
brand.
Like you're the OG Short King.
I mean, I've been short my whole life, yeah. Yeah, this is not. There's a lot of new short guys all of a sudden. I'm like, weren't you tall before and now?
No, it's like I feel
now
like
you're like crouching and shit. You're trying to be.
No, I feel like truly you were a guy that was short, never had the Napoleon complex.
No,
the whole time since I've known you.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's suddenly like, oh, short kings are a thing, and you're like, yeah, all right, I got swag now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know. Like that, I was actually thinking about that, like, because I'm from New York. Like a lot of most of the short guys that I know, like. Forever, like they always were just regular people. Like I didn't find out about like the insecure short guy really till like I got older. Like, but like in like high school in New York, like all the short guys I knew, they got girls. They were like just regular people, you know?
Exactly. I know it's never stopped you.
Regular humans, you know?
Well, I don't know. Is it what is it? New York swag? You think you got Dominican swag?
Well, I actually will say I do think short guys are in.
Like, it is in right
I
now.
I think it's in. And I think what happens is like a bunch of people get famous and they're at the top. And when they're not tall, then it trickles down. Like when the Kardashians started dating athletes, everyone wanted an athlete. But then it's like Kevin Hart is like at the top. And then it's like, okay, this is cool. Like the celebrities give the us regular folk like a reason to like, all right, this is cool. I could get a short guy.
Yeah, I feel like now it's more convincing men that short men can be attractive to women.
Yeah.
They're still a bit surprised.
I mean, I always have people say, I've heard men say that to me, but I never, like, sure, I've met girls in my life who obviously are like, oh, the guy needs to be like 6'3", I'm sorry, who I was like, the guy needs to be like 6'3", whatever, and I was just like, all right, cool, like, I'm just not for you, like, but that generally, yeah. like, you're allowed to like whatever you like, I don't care, mm-hmm. like, there's a ton of men who have these super specific things. To-
right, like, so recently, we were on a show together at the Cellar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We were on stage. I think we were in the Underground. And I was in the back, and it was Joe List next to me and Shane Gillis.
Yeah.
And Joe taps me. Him and Shane are like, hey, Ian's a good-looking guy, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, he's a very good-looking guy. And they were like, right, okay. And there was a weird where I was like, is it because you two are tall?
What, they weren't
sure? That it's
sure?
almost like...
That kind of hurts me that they were like questioning.
Well, it's a weird, I don't know if it's like a almost homophobic thing where they're a little like, I feel like I can't. Say it. I gotta have
no,
Erica.
No, I mean, Joe's pretty gay.
It.
I mean, I feel like he. I feel like he would have. I'm gonna text him later and be like, "What was that about?"
I think they were almost trying to be like, "Where does he rank of good-looking men?" And I was like, "Ian's very good-looking." I don't yeah. know.
Well, thank you.
What the discussion is, and yeah. I said, I was like, yeah. "Yeah, I was like, Ian's someone." I said, "He is short." I was like, "I've never seen him have a problem getting women."
No, I never. Yeah. I never. I mean, obviously, I've been rejected most of my life, but that's just. That's just what it is. I never had a problem. You know, percentage-wise, it's been okay.
I don't think they thought you had a problem. But
yeah.
it's like, it's almost like I see the opposite also, where men will be the first to call out a tall dude who is ugly.
Yeah,
They'll be like, he's ugly, though. Can you all acknowledge he's ugly? And it's like they think a lot of women are blind to the ugliness of the tall man.
Are they? Are they blind to it?
Some are.
Yeah.
But I'm tall, so I'm like, yeah. I see it.
That's the thing. Most tall girls, they don't. I find like tall girls, it'd be the shortest girls that care about the
isn't it?
The shortest, yeah.
It always is.
It's crazy. But I've had more guys pointed out, like Mark Norman used to, like, he'll always make fun, like, oh, short guys don't get girls. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like,
and he's not, he thinks he's a short guy. He's not.
He thinks, yeah, I'm like,
he's
you're
like an
you're
inch
like,
shorter than me.
Yeah, I'm like, you're 5'10, 5'11. He's like, yeah, I'm a short guy. I'm like, I don't know. I think he's like short, tall man. I don't know.
Right. Cause you're, how tall are you again? I'm sorry.
I'm about 5'6, 5'7.
An honest answer. Yeah. Listen to that, everybody. An
yeah.
honest answer.
Yeah. Which now, is not the short, like, that's not like the shortest.
Right. But it's like, what would you define a short king as? Cause this is the debate. And it's like, is it a dude that's just shorter than 6 feet? Or is it, my theory, I think it's any man that's cool dating somebody that's taller than them, I think makes you a short king.
So if I'm 6'1 and my girl's 6'5, I'm a short king?
Indirectly, yeah. But it's, let's say, under 6 feet and you date taller than you.
That's a fair definition.
Right? Because I'm 5'11, I'm just under six. Yeah. I put a small shoe on, I'm 6 feet easy.
I mean,
so
I
you're a 5'10 guy?
I
and
feel
you
like
date
that's
me?
A slippery slope. I don't want to open the door for like anyone to just call themselves a short king and not have to deal with the struggles of actually, you know, like living the life of a short king.
Well, I was going to say, or is it offensive if people automatically say to you, short king, huh? Just because you're short.
Yeah, I'm not offended. Like,
you know?
I don't care. Like, I just be like, whatever. All right. I don't care.
I mean, being a tall woman, let me think. I do feel like guys that are very, very tall do not like tall women. I mean,
no,
like over 6'2".
They don't. Yeah,
they typically don't. And
no.
It's because they usually walk into a room, they automatically feel like one of the biggest guys in the room. Is that something, don't you feel like that's something men do? Like when they walk in a room, they almost scope out and go, oh, where do I rank in my height?
I mean, I guess, but sometimes like, to me, like the biggest, like the most I've seen somebody like walk into a room and fill it up where I'm like, geez, it was probably Kevin Hart. Like,
really?
And he's like five, I don't
he's
know.
He's very
three,
small.
Yeah,
he
five,
walked
two.
By me once and I was,
yeah,
I was purely shocked.
He walks into a room and he demands like the energy, like
yes.
the attention. Like he has like a big like pull to him. So, I've seen him, his security is 6'6", but he, no one's
him.
Yeah, no one's looking at him. So I don't think it's a given just because you,
yeah.
like, listen, if you're 6'4 and like an attractive dude, then yeah, of course you got all the things, but I don't think it's just a given because you're 6 whatever.
Yeah, maybe not that, but it's like how I've noticed, and it's even happened with male friends, is just the minute I wear a little heel and I'm standing next to them, I've had them be like, Are you taller?
Yeah. And they insecure
like,
about it?
Yeah. What? Like, what's it matter to you? First of all, we're not dating. So,
yeah.
And then they've all been like, yeah, I don't like that. And I'm like, why? And they're like, I feel small. And there's something to a tall woman making a tall man suddenly feel small because he's so used to having this more of a height gap.
See, well, I always feel small.
Right.
So I'm
so
not insecure about it. Yeah.
That's why
so
the short dudes
like,
don't care.
If you want to put on heels and be 6'3", it's no much different than you being 5'11 to
exactly.
me.
Exactly. That's like, what I tell the small women, that they're like, I need 6'3". I'm like, you can't tell the difference
yeah.
between a 5'10 and a 6'2". Get real. Like, at a certain height, you can't accurately estimate. I can, because I'm about 6.
Yeah.
But that's the same with shorter guys. I'm like, ooh, after 5'8", I'm like, I don't know.
To the girls that have that specific requirement, I honestly think that's ridiculous.
Like, it is ridiculous.
And I think just in the same way that I would look at the men who are like, my woman needs to have double D's, I'm like, that's so specific and ridiculous. Like whatever you like, but it's ridiculous that you're eliminating so many people from your dating pool.
Right. And you could look at them and go, I guess you have every right to.
You do. You
but
do.
But I find the older women get,
yeah,
in general, our sure pool does get smaller, sure, right? The older men get, and you have gets more bigger success, your pool gets bigger.
Yeah.
Or it at least stays the same.
Yeah.
Women, our pool tends to get smaller. And part of it also has to do with, if we are gaining our own success, now our bar is higher, yeah, for the man that we date, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, I have friends that aren't tall like me, and they have that hard rule of, they're like, no, they got to be taller than me. And it becomes from their experiences with guys that were shorter, and it made them feel like insecure.
So it's the
weird
insecure thing.
Right. But I'm like, but
it's
that's
not a real
one
thing
guy.
Yeah.
That's one guy.
Yeah.
That'd be like
most,
if one
right
guy went down on you and you didn't like how he did it.
Well, I've
you
had
say,
that
well,
that's
I don't
a thing though, too, right?
But you know, but I have had friends the same thing. They go, yeah, well, yeah, I don't really like that. I'm like, yeah, I think you just had a bad experience with one person.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that's the thing. You just, but it's safe to say, like, if we were going to generalize, probably most guys feel that way, right?
They don't want a woman taller?
Taller, yeah.
Yeah, and most women would like a man taller. I would like a man taller.
Yeah.
But I've made it in my list of things. I'm like, that's not
the most
important. What
about like super successful? Like, is like, because that'll give you a big dick.
That usually gives you a big dick.
Yeah, like the energy. Like, the, if you.
Oh,
if
you, the, I thought you meant just attraction. Like, that ups your attraction to a lot of women.
Yeah, that's what
true
I mean. Like, that'll give you like a big D energy. Like, if you, like, because you could be, if you're 6'3 and you're walking around, that's cool. But if the next, like,
no,
if
no
Kevin
finances
Hart is standing next to you, you know,
yeah,
this guy's almost a billionaire, you know, and one of the most powerful guys in the thing. I feel like you switched heights.
Right. I mean, the number one thing across the board for most women really is personality.
Is it?
Yes, because this sounds superficial, but it's like I have been more open-minded as I've gotten older with looks.
Yeah.
But I've been on dates with dudes, or even before the date, they will be acting in a way that I'm like, oh, I literally want to set them down and go, I was giving you a shot for personality.
Yeah.
Your personality's tanking so hard right now, I'm not even going to make it
to
the date.
I agree with that for me, too. I mean, I wouldn't go as far as to say, like, for men it is, but for me, personality is, like, super important.
It's the extra, right?
Super important.
But in terms of physical, for me, I always tell people the face is forever.
Is it?
Yeah. Because also, you do shrink as you get older.
But not by, like, 6-7 inches.
I mean, maybe not 6-7 inches.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, in terms of attractiveness,
okay,
I'm like, the height doesn't matter as much to me. Your face matters more to me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I have to sit and look at you forever.
Yeah.
We're sitting eating dinner the rest of our lives together.
Yeah. I always be like, for me, the personality, because I don't care how attractive you are, I need to want to hang out with you. Like, I really have
to but
hang
don't
out
lie, the attractive comes first.
Well, sexually, yeah, but it's like,
right,
it's,
that's
but
what
that's
gets you
empty
in the door, but it doesn't keep you in the house.
Yeah, but it's like an empathy thing. Like, it's not like it's just an empty sex thing. Like,
okay, let me ask you this. Has there ever been a woman you've been meh on attractive wise and then got to know her and then you were like, damn, I'd marry this woman? And your attraction suddenly was through the roof?
Yeah.
Are you fucking with me or are you serious?
No, no, for real.
I think he's fucking lying. Colin, am I crazy?
No.
It feels like he's lying. Colin's just shrugging.
For real? Wait, why is that crazy? Like,
I just feel like it's BS. I feel like this is not the way it works for men ever.
Really?
Because anytime I've asked any man on this show or friends of mine, do you think attraction can grow? They're like, no. Like, in the sense of, that's the pressure
disagree
we have as women. Of, if I go out with a guy and he's great on paper, he has all the things,
mm-hmm,
and I go, I'm just not attracted to him. Everybody tells me, go on another date. Like, give it 3 dates, see if the attraction can grow.
Yeah.
Men, however, the minute they go, you know, I'm just not attracted to her, even to be set up with her, everybody immediately backs off. Everyone's like, oh, forget it. No, we're not going to push you.
Oh, no, I think those guys are, I mean, I would go on, I would probably say that they're just very superficial. Like, they're super superficial. Not to say that, like, I'm not superficial at all, but I've had situations where I definitely, like, if I think you're cool, dope, and funny, like, I'm going to think you're very attractive. Like, to
okay
me, I've had situations where, like, to me, the person was attractive, but people might not have thought that. Like, other people might not have
thought. Well, I'd agree that if some people have a type, I specifically have a guy friend, and he's always my point of reference when my female friends get a little insecure, where they go, I don't know, I don't think I'm hot enough. It's like, I have a male friend. His thing is big noses and a nice butt. He, like, that is the thing he is the most attractive. He loves a big nose on a woman, and that's, like, one of the things we're taught, like, oh, that's not attractive. And he literally will see a big nose chick, and he's like, that's my girl. Yeah, yeah. That's mine.
Good for him, yeah.
Right? But, like, that's an example where you go, I don't know, people have their thing.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But obviously, I mean, you see a girl, you're attractive. That's great. She's attractive. That's perfect.
Right.
But if you're attractive, like I've dated a girl who was super attractive, like mm-hmm. who like anybody who see her be like, yeah, you know, some guys would do this, like guys like a woman to go to the bathroom and they'll be like, yo, what's going on here?
Yeah.
You know,
that and you kind of like having that a little bit. It's a little bit of an ego thing.
You kind of just play it off like you don't know what they're talking about. You're like, oh, what do you mean? Like, we're just hanging out. You know, just a regular girl.
But it's like, there's a little pride of you walk in with that person. Your friends meet that person.
Yeah.
I've had that.
I've got that a lot because I feel like, I don't know, people just don't expect you to be with that.
What? But, they don't know the short king power?
Yeah, but I've had that with a girl. She was super attractive, like to what society would think. But to me, it was just flat. And then I just found her less and less attractive. So when that continued to happen, I'm like, yeah, but there's nothing here. So I don't think it's going to
go on. Yeah, that makes sense if you can lose it.
Yeah.
I think that everybody agrees with. If you can be attracted to someone's physical, and then you get to know them, and you're like, oof.
Yeah.
And the opposite happens.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of weird. It's a weird argument to make that you could lose it but not gain it, I feel.
You're the first man I've ever been on here that said you could really gain
it.
Yeah. Because be real with me. Let's do a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah. You're like,
What number do they kind of have to be at the start for you to be like, it'll gain?
A 6.
See, okay, this is where we agree. Because I hate when people say to me, attraction can grow. And I'm like, it's not going to grow from a 0, 1, 2.
Yeah.
Right? Because I've had the guy where I was like, maybe I'd say 6 out of 10 of initial attraction physically. Got to know him. It bumped him up a few points.
Yeah.
And then I was into him. But I hate when you're like, I'm really not attracted to them at all. And we get the pressure to keep going out with them.
I've had like a 2.
Okay. A 2 what? Sounds
bad. Like a 2, but she was so cool that she grew to like a 5.
Really? Yeah. But that's 3 points. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. See, but you're still not like, oh, her personality is so great, I'd marry her.
No, not marry her, but like her personality is so great, I'll hang out with her.
That might be scarring for a lot of people listening public. To the show. In public. Oh my God. That's
perfect. That's better than marriage.
Jesus. I was going to say, do you want marriage one day?
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. You're a marriage fan? Do you think you want kids too?
Yeah. I used to be like, oh, I don't know about kids. But now, as I get older, I kind of want... I used to be like, oh, I have like 1 or 2. But now I want like maybe like 4.
4?
Yeah. Because I feel like if you have the money, and I don't, but if you did, if you did have the money, why not have like a lot of kids? Like the only thing that really is like the reason not to is for the money, because you can't afford it. Mm. And you want to be able to give them all like a good life. But if you could give them all a good life, why not?
I mean, the argument women make is like, who is primarily taking care of the children?
The women.
See, that's why it's easy for you to go, let's have 4. And we're sitting there going, knock that number down.
That's why you don't have it with the same person.
Jesus Christ.
Because I don't want to put that pressure on you. I care about women. That's what I'm saying. You got to spread it out. You can't put that pressure on one lady.
So you're saying if every man was as rich as Nick Cannon, you all would be acting like Nick Cannon of just babies with multiple people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that is true of just the men wanting to spread their seed thing. That's true.
I mean, I wouldn't do that. I'm joking about that. Yeah. I wouldn't do that. I feel
not
like
to that's extreme.
Not to that extreme. Yeah. But there is I feel like there is a biological thing of like, as a guy, because I had this conversation with my boys where I was like, as a guy, you want to be like, yo, you just want to get everyone pregnant? And they're like, yeah, a little bit.
I love that. That is a dirty talk that has been said to several friends of mine.
Yeah,
you ever drop that line?
I want to get you pregnant. No,
not want to. Of like, I'm gonna come so hard, I'm gonna get you pregnant. Something like that. No,
I'm not.
But I want to get you pregnant. It's a little nicer.
Yeah, I'm not great at the dirty talk, and I don't like to make false promises.
That's a good though.
Yeah,
that's good because a lot of men will do the "I love you" during sex and then never say it anywhere else.
No.
And that's probably the absolute worst way to say it, I think.
I think I'm too self-aware. I'm too self-aware. Like, on the spectrum of self-awareness, there's like the super extreme, which is the unself-aware. Like, I had this quick story. I had this group of at the Cellar yesterday, they literally had to bring police officers to remove people from the audience. I've never seen that happen.
Really?
Yeah, I've never seen that happen.
During your set?
During my set while I was on stage.
Was it anything you said or just a rowdy group?
It was just a rowdy group. They weren't heckling me, but they were heckling before I got on, and they asked them to leave, and they wouldn't, so they called the cops. The cops walk in.
The cops?
Well, cops walk in like 2 minutes into my set.
Which room was this, by the way?
In the
bar?
Original.
Wow, in the original?
The cops are in the room from 2 minutes into my set to the 15 minutes. Like,
Jesus.
I'm just putting out fires the whole time.
Oof.
And then I'm like, whatever, that was crazy. It went fine. Like, I kind of made it work. Like, it's funny because Liz, the manager, she told me, like, the cops was like, should we go in there? Because, like, we have body cams. And I was like, see if you could get me that body cam footage for for the clips. so I could pull some clips.
The best crowd work clip we've ever seen is a body cam?
Yeah, but I'm saying that. Oh, by the way, and then after the show, like, after the show, I found out that the people who had went were, like, came to see me. Like, they were like, they had
DM'd.
Yeah, they were like, we were there.
That's why they were taking their time.
Yeah, they were like, we
set.
Came to see you and they kicked us out. That's just, yeah, my fans aren't great, but that's like the most like self-awareness of like you're at a club
yeah.
where like, there's 200 people here and you're like making it about you
or not reading that everyone else is uncomfortable,
right?
So even if you're not
like, they were getting booed, they were like people were booing them and they're like, I don't know what, I didn't do anything wrong, you guys fuck all of you, you know, that was the energy.
That's just people that can't take an out.
Yeah, that's one spectrum. And then the other extreme spectrum is like me, where I'm like, sometimes girls would be like, you know, I've had this where they'll ask like the dirty talk and I'm just like, nah.
You go blank?
Yeah, I go blank. And also, I'm like, I don't want to make these promises that, like, I'm not sure.
Who
that...
said they got to be promises?
Like, you know, like, oh, I'm gonna make you do these things. I'm like, I don't know.
I'm guessing you're not a big sexter then either.
No, it's so funny.
Promises. You could just compliment like her body and stuff.
Yeah, I could do that. I could do that. But I feel like the good guy, like I've had this where like I'll tell a friend to sex, like I mean like yo like
sexed sex for
like,
you
just say, and this happened like once where he's like,
I mean women do this all the time. I've never heard a man admit
He just took my phone because I was like, I don't want to sex. He was like, let's do, he was like, it's easy. He just took my phone and he was like, yeah, I'm gonna, and I'm like, weird, like what, you should write a novel, like this is the thoughts that are walking like through your head. I'm like, where'd you come up with that? He's like, yeah, I just kind of freestyle it, like this is what they like to hear. But I would venture to say those guys are probably not the best in bed.
I mean, I think it's more if anybody was to write paragraphs on paragraphs, we're all going to make a promise we can't keep.
Yeah.
Or at least in that time, it comes and you fall short on one aspect.
Yeah.
But the worst is saying and doing details. So this is my beef with sexting, right? I've had many guys give me all the details or even just the going down on you, right? Or like kissing your neck, something very basic. Then you hook up with them. They do neither of those things.
Yeah.
And you're like, why did we skip the details that were at least about me having a good time? You know?
Those guys probably got the thing from ChatGPT. They were like, how do I talk dirty to a girl? And they're like, say these things.
Years ago.
You forget.
Not
recently. No. But yeah, I don't know. Like I'll talk dirty if it's a thing, but I don't get extreme. Like,
you don't initiate
them. I mean, if you send like a sexy photo, I'll be like, I'll compliment you. Like I'll give you compliments, but I'm not going to be like, oh my God, it's going to be four rounds and unstoppable. You're going to.
No, you don't got to do that.
No, yeah. You're going to be climbing the walls. That's not me.
I was talking to a friend the other day. We were like, so if you send a photo and the guy says whatever, and then he sends you a photo, what do men want to hear from women if we get a photo?
I don't know. I don't really send photos like that.
But what is a good line for us to say? It's an interesting thing that it almost flips it back on us and we go, oh, I don't know. Do you just react to the photo? You know?
This is huge.
Heart?
I don't think I could sleep with you.
This is huge. It's
that's
over?
Better. That's better than sex.
It's too big to even try.
It's too big. I don't think this is going to work. I got like, you know what? I understand.
You know what? Maybe that's actually a good rejection line.
Yeah, yeah.
If you get into a bedroom and it's not just going well and you don't like it, instead of
like,
just stopping it, go, you know what? It's too huge.
Because the guy's going to be like, you know
it's
what?
Too huge.
You know what? I understand.
I understand.
It's not for everybody.
It's the easiest letdown.
Yeah,
it's too huge.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You can do that. I was going to say, I mean, now you have, obviously, your followers and stuff has picked up, so I know you're getting a lot of DMs now.
Yeah.
But I feel like you never were a dating app guy.
No, I did it. I did it like early on in like 20, like when it first came out, like 2015. And it was fine. Like the people that I met off dating apps, like we became good friends. Like,
yeah,
a lot
like
of
never
us,
had a real relationship.
No,
from it.
I think I dated like of them, like maybe for like a couple months. And then we were just like, we just became good friends. Like a lot of them I'm still like cordial with till now. Like some of them have went on to get married and some have passed away. But
well, I was going to say, did you feel anything about being shorter on dating apps? Or were you still like, no, I'm getting matches perfectly fine?
No, I got matches perfectly fine. I had a couple of times where a girl would be like, what's your height? And then I tell her and she just unmatched.
Yeah, right. Or that's like, I guess, a Tinder because you don't have to put it in.
Yeah, I have that, but I'm like, cool. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm not going to lie. I got to meet you. Like, so what am I going to do? I'm going to wear lifts. I got to meet you. So I'd rather you be honest. And if it's not for you, I'm cool with that.
Like, yeah. So when you had the option to put the height in, you always went honest. Never lied.
No, never.
Because I've had a few dudes, and this is crazy to me because they will not be like a 5'6". They'll be 5'10". Mm-hmm. And they'll message me and immediately they'll say, by the way, I'm not 6 feet like my profile. I'm actually 5'10".
Yeah.
And my answer is always like, just why are you lying? And they say to not get filtered out. And I sit there like, well, you're just assuming I have that filter, which I don't. Yeah.
I'd be worried, though. I'd be worried that the girl's going to show up to the date with a tape measure and be like, and be like, stand up.
And right.
So I'm like, I don't like to lie.
Well, I just think it's bad to start off lying.
Yeah.
Why are we starting off on this foot of lying, whether it's going to be a casual thing or not?
Yeah.
It's like, I just don't trust you even more. You're already a stranger from the internet.
Sure. I'm not going to pretend that I've never like lied about other like stuff, but like I do my best not to lie. Like, because if you don't lie, like, I don't think the person has a right to get mad at you.
If you don't lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
I've said that before to so many guy friends, but I'm like, you don't realize how easy it is to hook up with women if you just are upfront.
Well, I think
like maybe not fully, but like,
I think that's a misnomer. Is that the right term? What's a misnomer?
Misnomer? What is it?
Misclaimer? I don't know. I think that makes sense. I don't know, but I just think women say that. But I feel like a lot of girls, if I met them and I was like, listen, I'm just trying to have sex with you tonight, and then I never call you back, they'll be like, all right,
see,
well, I don't know.
Not that version.
I don't want to do that.
Not that version of the truth. But the whole just like, yeah, I'm not really looking for a girlfriend. I'm not really trying to lock anything down.
Yeah. I feel like guys, everyone starts with that energy. But do women take that as like a, I'll get you, I'll flip you?
Some do.
Yeah.
I think that's just a thing we learn as we go. Like, we just learn what the cues are for they just want casual and you're never going to be their girlfriend. And then it's just up to you of like, am I cool just hooking up with this dude? Or am I looking for like the real deal? I'm not going to waste my time even with the hookup guy over here if I'm looking for the other thing. Because women are bad at juggling.
Yeah, they're terrible athletically.
Right? Like, my most fun friends are very like, I would love to like meet the guy I'm going to marry, but I'm going to have fun in the meantime.
Whores.
She calls herself a hoe, you know? But it's so funny if she said she's actually more of a hoe because she believes in God. And she's like, God's going to give me my person when they're supposed to come here. And sometimes you meet people and they're not your, you know, person you're going to marry. But she's like, that means I got to sit at home and like not have any fun.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to come on the podcast and sound like a pick me guy. But I honestly just like, I really do like women. Like, I prefer women like over men in a lot of cases. Like, I want to hang out with women. Like, I just want to talk to women.
That makes sense because you were very close to your mom.
Yeah. And then I have three sisters. And then like,
oh, I didn't know you had three sisters.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
I have
a lot.
Three sisters. I have like eight aunts.
Yeah. So if your family is predominantly women raising you,
it was all women.
You,
and then they were, and then they were also like, a lot of the narrative that like American society has about women, I didn't even learn until I got older because I didn't grow up in that. My family's Dominican and like the women in my family, they're like hilarious. Like my mom was hilarious. Like my aunts are hilarious till this day. My aunt is like 75 and she's just funny. My mom was just like a character. She was just hilarious. So when I got older, like when I started doing comedy and they were like, I had like women comics who I admired and thought were hilarious. Mm-hmm. And like when I first started hearing the narrative of like women aren't funny, I didn't understand that. I'm like, that's a real thing that people say. Like the women I know are all hilarious. Mm-hmm. So I learned that later that they're not funny. But when I was coming up, like I didn't even know that. Like I was just so clueless to that. So like,
you actually enjoy the company of women.
That's what I'm saying.
You,
like a
you
lot
have
of
things you can relate.
Yeah.
On, where a lot of men can't. Like there was this viral TikTok sound. I don't know if you ever saw it. And it was like there are men that like women and there are men that like women. And most men were very confused by that. And it was literally saying what you just said, where it's like a lot of men like women of they are attracted to us.
Yeah.
They want to be with us romantically. Yeah. But at the end of the day, they would always prefer hanging out with men
as
opposed to any woman, no matter who you are.
Yeah.
And then the other ones are like, you were like, I actually have real female friends and real
same.
Women in my life that I am close to.
Yeah. I have like growing up, I got about like 4 to 5 really close female friends who, like, we never did anything. We were just close and we would hang out. We'd go to lunch. We'd talk. Like, I want to hear like your perspectives. I want to hear like how you look at life, like stuff like that. I'm interested in it, one, and I feel like it does help me be like a better guy for like whoever I'm with or whoever.
It's also a better bar for yourself, right? So that's probably why you don't believe in a lot of generalizations about women, because you're like, well, I can already think of five women that are not that generalization. And that's how I feel about when people say the sayings of men are trash.
Yeah.
Like, oh, all men are trash. Yeah. All men are this, or all men cheat. That's another one. And I'm like, I have plenty of close male friends.
I know men that don't cheat. Yeah. Like, I know. Yeah, and maybe that's like a theory, maybe though. Maybe a guy would lie to you, but like, I know guys, they wouldn't lie to me. Like, they have no reason to lie to me. And they just don't cheat. Like, they just not.
Yeah, but like male friends.
Yeah.
I know when they have cheated because I'm not dating them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's interesting that's an argument I got with and one friend of mine, and he's very all men cheat. And I'm like, no, they don't. But his reference is every guy I know in my life cheats. And I'm like, okay, that's every guy you know, but that doesn't mean every guy on the planet.
Every guy, I mean, that's 100% not true. It's just an incorrect thing. Like, it's just factually, it's not true. I will say generally, probably like a lot of them do, you know, like.
Yeah, I'm not saying cheating's never happening.
Yeah, maybe in the higher, like if you had to split it, men who cheat and don't, it's probably higher in the men who do cheat. So I guess you could generalize it and be like all, but you don't actually mean all. But right. I know a lot who don't. But for me, like having female friends gives me better perspective on like how I look at like somebody who I dated. Like, for example, like if I'm dating somebody and like the conversation of like body count comes up, which like I try to steer away from it because
that's just basically saying, I had that come up on a date not too long ago and I laughed and I was like, I don't even know what the number is. I think that's a nerd thing to fucking count.
Yeah.
And my number, I don't even think is crazy high, but I'm just like, I didn't keep counting. I became an adult and I just decided to have sex when I want to.
Yeah, I count, like, but I see what you're saying.
You count?
I see what you're saying.
A PowerPoint? I've known someone to have a full PowerPoint.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to keep track. You know.
What do you think? So, what do you feel like it keeps you in check? Or you're almost like, once I hit 200, I gotta lock this down and shut it down or something?
I don't know, just because.
Are you just measuring how lucky you are? I guess, no STDs?
Yeah, I guess just.
Is that what it is?
I guess just it's just the I don't know, the Virgo quality of me to like to be like, to know like.
That's a Virgo thing?
I guess Virgos are very particular and they like to, like, they're not just like.
Or is it an organization thing?
They're.
I don't know that much about astrology.
I think like that. It's like an organization thing, which they say they're very organized. But for example, like if I know like my best friend, like I know how much men my best friend who's a girl has slept with.
Okay.
And I know that she's a good person who doesn't cheat and doesn't think and likes men. And I know that if she can have that number and be a good person, just because you have that number doesn't make you a bad person.
Okay, so you're almost saying.
It gives me perspective.
It's easy to be judgmental of the body count unless you know people personally that have that body count.
Right.
I get.
If you know, like, no, I know, like, I would vouch for this woman.
Okay.
Like, I know, even though this count may, not to say that her count is high, I'm just saying whatever the number would be, with a lot of my friends, whatever their numbers would be, I would be like, but they're good people. So if I meet you and you have the same count, like, I don't need you to have, like, one or two. Like, I know people who's like, I have a like family members who's like, no, my wife had to be a virgin. I'm like, for what?
Yeah, that's a thing with some people. Or they want the number to be super, super low.
What's super low? Like under five?
Say under five people. Say if you're getting married at 30, under five people.
I mean, I guess if you were in a relationship through your whole 20s, I guess maybe
it's like reasonable to have that.
Yeah.
Funny. The thing you just said is what I've had people say to me when they find out I have herpes. They're like, oh, if you have herpes, then everybody must have it. Like, but there's almost this weird bar in our brain.
I definitely thought that.
Right? Like, it was like, damn, I never see Erica doing anything.
I definitely was like, rowdy, when you got, I was like, all right, I guess I could get herpes then. Like, she lives a fine life. And then speaking to like Ariel and Joe List and all of them, I guess it's a normal thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes it like, wow, that could happen to me.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it's just because it's someone you know. Where you're like, oh, I didn't think anything they were doing was wild or crazy.
It's fascinating to me how much regular people just don't know anything about it. Like, they have no idea. Like,
well, that's what you were talking to me about. You were like, a lot of people you grew up with still think it's like a death sentence or something.
I know, and they probably have it.
they probably have it, you don't know.
They probably have it, yeah. And they think it's like the worst. But even like doctors, like I'll go do like an annual checkup and I'll be like, oh, I want to do a herpes test. Like, do all the tests. And they're like, why? I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like, I want to, they're like, for what? What does it, what's it going to change? Do you have any outbreak? And I'm like, no. They're like, so who, what does it matter?
They're literally being like, ignorance is bliss.
Yeah. It's like, it's better saying. You don't know.
Yeah.
It's
gonna, exactly. But then at the same time, a doctor will be like, well, you're more likely to get it from someone who doesn't know they have it.
So yeah.
Like, so who should I be? Should I be the person that doesn't know and give it to someone?
Yeah. Mike Rowland, he has that funny ass bit where he was like, he went to the doctor to get a test and like the doctor was talking him out of it. Like literally like, don't do it for what? Like, and it's hilarious because I've had the same thing.
Yeah.
Like my doctor be like, don't worry about it. You're fine. You're young.
Exactly.
I'm like, what does that mean?
Well, because they know it's actually more detrimental to your mental health than your physical health.
Yeah.
And that's why they don't even include it in tests. Like if there was a possibility to cause any physical health damage, then it would be in the test.
Yeah.
That's why gonorrhea and chlamydia are in there. It's like, oh, that could actually do some real damage. That's actually more dangerous to you.
Yeah.
And then herpes, they're more like, oh, we got to get you a therapist now. Like, if you get diagnosed, that's really
what
you got
to do comedy now.
Granted, if you have an outbreak, go get your outbreak treated.
Let me ask you this.
Lead to something, but get the outbreaks treated.
If somebody who doesn't have herpes has sex with somebody who does have herpes, but there's no outbreak, do they get it?
See, this is the number one assumption is if you sleep with someone with herpes, you will automatically get it. That is not how it works.
Right.
So that's how like chlamydia works and gonorrhea, especially like no protection.
Yeah.
That's not the way it works for herpes. There's like a very, very rare chance you could be like possibly shedding like pre-outbreak.
Yeah.
But that's why I always tell people like, it's good to not be on the meds because you'll figure out if you do have any triggers to an outbreak.
Yeah.
Like I have one friend, if she does not get a lot of sleep, she'll get an outbreak.
Yeah.
Like continuously, say a few days, right? Another friend, it's like, oh, when she's PMSing to get her period, she gets one or something like
that. So if you don't have an outbreak, you don't give it?
It's not a guarantee you're going to give it. No. It's a very, very, very low chance. Like,
oh, that's nice.
If I know the stats of male to female, excuse me, everyone, especially they haven't done that many studies with like gay couples and herpes.
Yeah.
But it's like for men, you actually have a lower chance of getting it because it's a skin thing and you have a lower surface area.
Yeah,
so
I have a huge surface area.
If I'm on meds and we use a condom, your chance of getting it would be 1%.
I'd gamble that.
If I'm on meds, no condom, 2%.
That's worth it.
Not bad,
yeah.
Right? And then I believe it's like...
That's like pregnancy, right?
See? Thank you. I tried explaining this to a man once, and it went really badly. It was one of my first times I disclosed. I tried being like, I'm on like birth control, or if we use a condom, my percent chance of getting pregnant is 1 or 2%. I said, so that's the same percent you would have getting herpes. And he was like, too high. Like, and I was sitting there like, I thought that would make you be like, oh, we're both just taking a little risk.
Yeah.
Like tiny risk.
Yeah. I mean, sure. Like if you told me that if I was going to like hook up with somebody and they were like, I have herpes, I'll probably be like, all right, well, we should probably use a condom. I'm not going to say let's risk the 2%.
Yeah.
But
a lot of times a nice answer is just, so what does that mean if we want to hook up? And the answer usually is like, well, I take meds and we'll use a condom and that's extra protection. You go, great.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. But again, all this, like, I guess it goes back to like what I was saying, which is like you have friends that have it and you learn about it and it makes you like okay about it. That's why I feel like it's important. I know guys who like have no real non-sexual female friends. So like their whole perspective on women is just... for like sex, like they only know women when sex is like there. They
on
don't
the
know.
Table.
Yeah,
in a
they don't know
sense.
It when it's like, no, I'm not trying to fuck you. I'm telling you this like as a person. But.
It's very eye opening. Like, I mean, your buddy's my BFF, Jordan Fisher, and I had a friend. She went and hooked up with some guy, and then she was going back to her apartment, and she was like, "Can I call you?" And I said, "Yeah." And she FaceTimed me, and I answered, and I was like, "I was like, I'm with Jordan if you care." And she was like, "Oh no, not at all. Get him on the call."
Yeah.
And it was like we were just talking about the hookup and debriefing, and the first thing Jordan said was he was like, "This is so cool to see, like see how women really do talk about sex and like the openness of it and things like that, and include him in the conversation."
Yeah, I mean, it's not for the faint of heart. You could get your feelings hurt as a guy, so and make sure you want to be part
wasn't
of that
bad
conversation.
In that sense.
Well, but then make sure you want to be part of that conversation. You know? Don't just dive in and then be insecure for the rest of your life.
Well, if anything, her calling me, she's more giving me the details of like what she was insecure about because I'm getting the text on the way to the, you know, hookup call so that I'm getting the debrief after.
Yeah.
You know, so it's I feel like it's very eye opening to
what
have
was she
these
insecure
combos.
About. Could you say it?
Okay, so it I'll break this down for you. All right. She was going to hook up with this guy. He's a trainer.
Yeah.
Now, they met at the gym. Okay. So he sees her in her sweatiest workout form.
Yeah.
And whatever, flirty, suddenly they're texting and he's, you know, hitting her up. So she's texting me being like so insecure about her body. Oh, she's like, I don't think, like, he's not going to be that attracted to me. Like, she wanted to go over there and the sex be quick. And I was like, dude, Enjoy. You're going to go have sex with a man. Enjoy it. I was like, he thinks you're hot. He's hitting you up.
Yeah, yeah.
But she was on his head of like, you know, he's a chiseled trainer god.
Yeah. Is that
but
why women like a dad bod more?
Some women, yeah. Yeah. Sometimes, but it's an interesting thing of, that's usually when it comes up the most, when you go, oh God, they have abs or they have this.
Yeah.
And a lot of times those men are like, I don't want a woman with abs who looks like me.
No, no.
You know? But yeah, the dad bod thing, I've seen it go both ways. Yeah. I have some friends that love a dad bod, and some it's because they're my friends that are like my size. Like, we're not, you know, we've never been like a size too skinny.
Yeah.
So being with a dude that also isn't this skinny skinny, you're like, great. And that makes you feel better about your body.
But even a size too skinny, they be wanting a dad bod too.
Like, yeah. Like, well,
most women don't like a skinny man.
See, I never knew that till I've dated a handful of skinny dudes. Apparently, that's what I pull.
You like,
and I'm not anti-skinny. I'm also not anti-dad.
You toss them around?
No, that's the thing. Like, yeah, dude can be skinny. He's still stronger than you. Right. Like, you know, it doesn't matter. But it's funny that like one was very tall, and immediately some of my friends were like, "Ugh, I couldn't do the skinny." And I was like,
"What's
seriously?
Tall? How tall?"
He was 6'6".
Yeah, that's pretty tall.
But like, I was like, "Really? Anti-skinny is a thing?" Like, I feel like women are more anti-skinny. That anti-dad bod or chubby or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I think women are more anti-skinny.
Right?
Yeah.
But what was I saying about the thing? Oh, I have a theory about the dad bod, actually. Now, this is not true for me, but I almost feel like a lot of women...
Want to sleep with their dad.
No.
All right, Ian. Sorry. Sorry, we were on a different page there.
No. My theory is actually, so when it comes to sex, a lot of women prefer being on top, or that's the way they can orgasm.
Yes.
I think there's something to the dad bod where they have that little stomach... And that actually makes it easier for them to orgasm because it's something their clit rubs against if they're on top.
Now, is this, have you tested this hypothesis?
I don't come for being on top, unfortunately. Yeah. I have slept with a dad bod. Didn't make a difference.
Yeah. I think that could definitely play into it. I think they like the cuddling. I've heard that.
There's also that. Yeah. There's something to, like, I guess, the coziness feel.
Yeah. And I've heard also that they want to be, like, the sexy one in the relationship.
I mean, that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah.
That's a whole, like, I want to be the star. Yeah. Like, I'm the candle, you're the cake, or whatever the fuck saying is.
Yeah,
which that I don't subscribe to, but.
Yeah, if you date me, you're not going to be.
You're not the star. You're the star. Your little paparazzi photos on Instagram.
Yeah. I don't do the photos no more.
Reels, baby.
Yeah, it's all reels.
You got you on the game.
I used to do the photos. I was talking to somebody recently where I was like, we were talking about like the dating apps, and I'm like, I think Instagram's probably the best dating app there is.
Okay, well, I brought up the dating apps earlier. Mm-hmm. I knew you've always kind of been through the Instagram game.
Yeah.
So two questions. So we are shooters, got to shoot, right? Mm-hmm. So I am curious, do you have a shooting your shot story? It doesn't have to be an Instagram DM, but like a shooting your shot story that sticks out in your head.
Because somebody has shot it with me, or do I just do it?
One that you did. I want to hear one about you.
I'm sure I have in my life. I generally don't really like shoot my shot like that. Like, because I kind of just, like, I've always had this thing where like, I only want to like hook up with girls that want to hook up with me. Like, I don't want to convince you. I don't want to have to, like, I don't want to talk you into it. Like, I just want you to hook up
so
with
me.
So
how do you open the door, though?
Well, now...
There's no way there's never been a girl's Instagram or whatever.
For sure. I mean, on Instagram, I guess... On Instagram, I guess, like, the most basic way, guys, it would probably be, like, hard eyes through the DMs and then... But even if,
You will send a DM.
Yeah, yeah. But even if I'm not, like... I'm not going to send you a DM and be, like... try to talk to you right away, like it'll build over time.
So you're the reaction reply guy, that's your move.
Yeah, but it'll build over time, and then we'll have like a rapport, and then eventually we'll like start talking, and eventually then you get the number. Like, I'm not just, you just post a picture and I'm like, hard eyes, what's your number? Like,
well, that's what my impression was immediately. I was like, the story, and you just do like, you know, it gives you the four reactions we can automatically do.
Yeah, you do the fire, the clapping, the
fire.
Hard eyes.
Okay.
Yeah.
When women are like, how do I approach this guy or talk to this guy, especially through Instagram, I feel like the story reply is the easiest thing.
It's the easiest
to
one.
Something. And usually it'll be the thing that's not even sexual.
Yeah.
It'll be like a sandwich, and you're like, oh, this looks so good. Where'd you get that sandwich? Like,
yeah.
And then it just starts a convo.
Yeah.
And then it can get flirty from there.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah. I've had like now, because as you like grow with in your career, like, it's so funny, like, back in the day, there was girls where I would, if like these IG models, that if you like their photo or whatever, but I never tried to talk to them or anything. They do their job is photos, like, so they take these photos, they're edited perfectly, the lighting is perfect, like, they look perfect,
yeah,
so you give them a like. But I know in reality that the majority of them don't actually look exactly like that, is Instagram. They're editing the photo. Okay. So I'm just giving a like for the work you did to create this.
Yeah, you're to appreciate
it. To create this art. Yeah, I know you went out your way. You're basically like a pretzel to make your ass look big.
I you know, the most entertaining thing to me of like Instagram DMs or even, models or even just hot pics of friends we have.
Yeah.
It's always funny to me that the pic pops up and I get to see who else I follow liked it.
Yeah.
To me, that's actually the most interesting thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, me and so-and-so have the same taste. Yeah. Funny, you know?
I mean, honestly, like, because sometimes you have, like, if you're dating somebody, that, like, a lot of guys get in trouble for liking girls' photos on
I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah. Like, I don't, like, I literally, I like photos, but I'm not trying to talk to them. Like, it's just a photo. I just like it.
I only understand it a little. If it's a woman you both know, or it's a woman they know,
and yeah,
it
then is that's a, embarrassing it is a to her.
Kind of scandalous picture.
Yeah, yeah.
To me, because that is an
you don't want your boyfriend liking your friend's bikini photos.
But and it's also because it's an attainable person.
Yeah,
it's a person I know either you see around or we see around.
Yeah.
Like
yeah. Well, now that's what I was gonna say. Weird. Now, like
the
especially,
famous girl.
Yeah,
you're one of how many likes?
Well, now like I've had like famous girls like in the DMs and
slide
that
on
was,
you.
Yeah, and that was like
okay.
Thing. And they always just go, they always just open with like the funny, like
hey,
funny.
You're funny?
Yeah, like, oh, this is hilarious. So like, when are you coming to my city type of stuff?
Do you just reply like, hey, you look like a model?
Nah, I just like,
I just be like,
thank you so much. Like, I really appreciate that. That's so cool. Like, I'm coming. I'll be near.
You see where their city is. That's
yeah.
The move.
I'll be there this time. I'll get you tickets if you want to come out.
Okay.
Whatever.
So as a man, I guess that has received a lot of DMs from women. There's women listening, right? They want to slide in a DM, shoot a shot with a guy, let's say regardless of followers.
Yeah.
What would your advice be to them? What is a good way to just slide in
like,
the DM?
I don't like the negging.
No one likes the negging.
No.
Every man on here is.
I don't know why women
think
that's like a thing.
It's a lot of them trying to be funny.
Yes.
And they're not. This is the example of, these are probably women that do not have male friends.
Yeah.
And they think like, this is what bros do.
Yeah.
They just bust each other's balls, which, yeah, that's kind of true, but. Men don't want that from a woman they're gonna date.
If we're vibing and we're cool, then it's funny. It's like
I busted you, but I didn't first meet.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
And go, no hey, short you. King.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
A fucking asshole. That, yeah. You know.
Exactly. Listen, ladies out there, don't do the negging. Like honestly, for my personal thing is like just like say whatever you like about the person. Like
a compliment.
Give them a compliment about what you like
Basic
about
compliment.
Them. Like, that is, like, no guy's gonna be like, what the fuck you just say to me? Like, just tell him, hey, I like this, I like that, and let it go from there. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm always like, oh, thank you so much. And that, I guess that opens a conversation for more. But the negging, like, I get that a lot where I'll be like, I bet you I'm funnier than you. And I'm like, you're not. But also, now we won't even be friends.
Yeah, but I feel like if a guy doesn't like your DM, or let's even say you DM and it's not negging, they're gonna go look at your profile.
Sure.
And it's like,
I feel like if your profile is private, send
a
photo.
That's a no.
Send a photo.
That's not a bad move.
Send a photo of yourself.
That's not a bad move.
Because we both know what, like, these girls with the private profile, don't act like you don't know that the guy wants to see what you look like.
Yes.
You're talking blindly, like, and you won't show your picture and your page is private. Like, that's like, send a picture.
Listen, not that I get, you know, lots and lots of DMs, but it is infuriating when you get one and the profile is private.
It's the worst.
And men are often the ones that don't understand it. And I'm like, well, you're only messaging me because of what you see.
Right, and
this
I can't
is,
see you.
This is purely what you see.
Yeah, yeah.
So let me see you.
Right.
Otherwise, like, I'm just not going to answer.
Yeah.
You got no shot in an answer.
Yeah, yeah.
No shot.
Yeah, yeah. I say send a photo, which is a thing.
Not a bad move.
Oh yeah. And, you know, and it don't got to be. You could send, like, a silly photo, so it's not weird, right? So it's like, it'll be weird for you to, like, DM somebody and send, like, a bikini photo, right?
Would it be weird?
No, I would love that, but... But,
I was like, I don't think one man would be like, weird.
No, but
so
as a
there's
woman,
a clear, like,
she might feel weird.
Okay,
like,
okay.
This is awkward.
Okay.
But if you send like a silly photo, then it's like of yourself, then it's like, okay, this is like a cute, like flirty photo.
Cutesy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it opens the door for like, let the guy decide.
I was going to say the bikini, the only negative I'd say from the male perspective, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it does give the impression like I'm trying to hook up. More so than...
It does. But I have a theory that everyone's trying to hook up.
Everyone is trying to hook up at different speeds.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
So even with dating apps, people are like, this is Tinder. And it's like, It doesn't matter what app you're on.
Yeah.
It's like there's people on Hinge trying to fuck. Okay. Yeah, like yeah, it's yeah. all different speeds.
I got off Tinder because it became too much. Like, even though, like, even if you was really into the hookups, like it was just, it became too transactional.
It very, very much. And yeah. that's someone that I'm like, I get it. And yeah. I'm not anti you having fun, but I'm like, yeah. damn, do you not even speak for a second?
Yeah.
It's that, automatically
like,
the most...
you match and then it's like, come over my house.
Yeah, see, like, but this is nice to hear a man be like, felt too transactional.
It felt too transactional.
Might have dined me a little.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, let's pretend a little bit. Right. We don't have to, but it like, and then like, for a while, it was like the men that were like, obviously, they took charge of like being the creeps. And then the ladies, they caught up. Like, so they caught up on the right. thing. So like towards when I got off of it, I would get DMs from ladies like, hey, do you match? Hey, how you doing? I'm good. Do you eat vagina? And I'm like, all right, well,
Jesus Christ.
Well, yes, but this is way too forward, way too quick.
Interesting.
And
because I've had, whether it was, I don't know, online or some dude I met that it's like, I've obviously had nights where I'm like, I'm kind of in the mood to hook up. I'd probably hook up with this dude.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how like, just like getting the drink. I'll be like, let's get a drink, blah, blah. And I'm even like, sure, I'll come to your neighborhood.
Which
and
is, that's a pretty good
still,
sign, right?
Like, yeah, pretty clear
yeah,
sign.
Yeah, it's a pretty good sign.
It's
yeah.
like, all you have to do yeah. is meet me at the yeah. bar yeah. near your apartment yeah. to have a drink. Because I just need like a second with you. Give me a minute to
I like
feel
that.
The room.
I want that.
Right? But it's crazy that if you almost do that, I've had so many men. It's never worked because they'll all of a sudden be like, well, why don't you just come here? And it's like, why don't you know to just buy me one drink?
Yeah.
Like, that's it. The bar really is low in the hookup round.
And also, it's like, don't you want to gauge the thing? Because I've been catfished before. Don't you want to gauge?
Also that.
Like, the person?
Especially if it's online. It's like, you could be not who you say you are.
Yeah.
Give me a second to feel you and feel some energy. You immediately moving it to your apartment. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get murdered.
Yeah.
You know? There's something yeah. to, but it's just, with so many men, I wish there needs to be a study done where it's like, and I don't know if this would really make men learn or not, but it's like, literally, if you just take a girl out, a basic date, your chances of getting laid by that woman are so much higher.
I agree.
Like, yeah. I wish I had the stat. There yeah. needs to be a survey.
Yeah. Well, some guys, in their defense, some guys, like, just don't have the money to do it. Like,
right, that's also
a lot
fair.
A lot of guys have that. But also, I think that...
But get creative.
Something. That's,
you know
now
what you're mean?
Asking a guy to get creative for sex? That's like...
Well, it's like, how much a drink costs? More in New York City, right? But it's like, you could do like a dessert date, walk
But if you
around.
Do like a local bar, like you said, you can go to like a thing
yeah,
where you can get
go
like
to a happy
$8
hour.
Beer, you know?
Not
like,
hard,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, yeah. But the problem is, I think guys, a lot of men that I speak to, like, we're just like, I mean, everyone, I guess, we're just like delusional. And then women lie to us, like, about how good we are at things.
What do you mean?
Like, women fake orgasms. They'll make
oh, well,
you
that's,
believe,
a, that's a whole separate thing.
They'll make you believe that you're good at something that you're not. And then, so you'll think you're good at something that you're not, but then I'll be like, women are lying. Like, they lie about these things to
See,
not make
we're
it.
We're told to lie sometimes because
yeah,
of their egos.
To not make it weird.
Yeah,
they're boosting
the
our egos.
Ego.
Right. Mm-hmm. I've always had perspective on that. So I never like, I never really believe what they say. Even when
okay.
they're like very complimentative, I'm like,
you're like,
yeah,
something's off?
Yeah, something's off. So it's like, but there's okay. these guys that don't. So they'll hear it. So they really think there's like these Adonises that like everybody should want to sleep with. And I'm like, bro, I don't think you've been, I don't think your pool is big enough for you to make that. Like, I think you need to have a certain amount of women say it before you can take it as fact. It can't be like, and I think it's like, it has to be like in the thing of like over like 20, I would say.
Yeah. I mean, or I guess this is more common with women of like, you learn how to please one woman, you do the same thing to the next woman.
She hates
they
it.
They don't like it.
Yeah.
I feel like, as a, you know, if you date men, that's much easier with men. You can kind of do the same thing with each one, and it's pretty much like, thumbs up. The only thing I've found, personally, is the balls. I've had a few
yeah.
guys be like, do not fucking touch my balls or
balls.
Go near it. And then yeah. other men are like, you have to touch the balls.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the only thing I've found that varied. Between men.
I think, yeah. I
Is
mean,
there anything else I'm missing? I don't know.
Yeah.
I got too many,
I mean,
right?
some guys like butt play, those guys.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's one that's like,
that's a very,
you
that separates
that
the men from the
yeah
women.
I get But I'm just saying, like, that is one area I have a little sympathy for men, where I'm like, we are very different from each other, as opposed to a lot of you are pretty similar when it comes to sex.
I will say this, and I say it respectfully, a lot of women are bad at sex too.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay,
like,
what
I'm
makes
not. I'm not trying to kill nobody's. I'm not trying to make women more insecure.
No. We need this
know,
advice.
Because so, I know you need to be. I know you need to be secure to have fun or be comfortable.
Yeah,
I know you
it.
Need to be secure. So I always like try to make them feel secure. But
okay.
but like we're human beings. Like it's no like is not everyone enjoys the same thing. And
okay.
And,
but what? I can ask you, what makes a woman bad at sex? What are things to avoid? Because this is primarily female listeners.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it would be their actions. Like, do they just lay there and do nothing?
Oh, well,
like,
that's okay. Dead fish. Yeah, that feels like an obvious one.
Right.
The next obvious feels like the teethy blowjob.
The teethy blowjob.
That seems like
that's
an obvious
one. That's the name
of my one. Next
hour. Well, she was shopping it to Netflix right now, but yeah.
Well, that's for a very long time when I gave head, because I had so many guy friends say the teeth thing.
Yeah.
I would roll my lips over my teeth. I thought that's how you give head.
Is that not how you do it?
Nope.
Okay.
That's literally like that.
Yeah. That's not good.
Here's the thing. It still worked. Never had any complaints. But all I was thinking was no teeth. No, like that was so ingrained in my head.
Yeah.
That I didn't realize, like, no, it's literally like a popsicle, but just, you know, watch the teeth.
Yeah. One time, this was like in my early 20s. One time I was dating this girl and we were hooking up for like a while. And one time she like was going down on me, and then like her teeth, like I felt like she bit me, and I was just like, ah, and I was trying to be cool and not let her
know. But that's a reasonable thing.
But I was like, ah, and then she heard it. She was like, oh, and I was like, nah, it's not a big deal. I don't want her to never do it again.
Never give head again.
Yeah, but
she might have been trying to move. That's the part you don't know. Like, that's why going down is so hard to explain both to women or to men.
Right.
Is like, people could be down there doing something. I don't know exactly what you're doing. I can't see it.
Right, but I don't know what she did. But she came back 2 weeks later and was a pro.
See?
Like,
see?
She, I don't know who she practiced with.
But it's because you said something. It's because you made that reaction.
I was laughing, and she was laughing, because I was like, who were you blowing? I was like, who got you comfortable? Who got you good at this? And she was laughing. She was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I was like, I think
you're
you
like,
do.
You know.
I think
you studied something.
Yeah. I was like, you did something. But I guess it's just like how you say it. Like, I think the TV blowjob, I think like weird angle. Like, even when you don't lay there, like some girls move around, but then it's like, but you gotta, first of all, have like rhythm, like find each other's rhythm.
Like if we're on top.
Right. Or whatever the thing is, like don't be
doggy.
Like,
yeah,
like
another one.
Pushing okay. out. Like, you know.
But that's something that can make you bad is if you don't have rhythm.
Right, right.
That's
the
most Dominican thing you've said on the pod. You're like, you know what makes you bad at sex? If you don't have rhythm. I don't understand these women that don't
well,
have rhythm.
Well, find each other's rhythm. Like, you gotta, cause some guys don't have rhythm. Girls tell me guys are like, you
very
know,
true.
Like, you gotta have like a flow to it. Like,
yeah, the worst is when you're moving and they try to jump in like a double dutch.
Yeah.
And they just can't. I'm like, you gotta set this up.
Find each other's flow, I would say. And also, and then it's also like, don't be doing weird angles where it's gonna like keep popping out
while we're on top,
while all the things, like in all the things, because if y'all wanted to, y'all could bend in ways that it'll pop out every time,
I guess. Yeah,
yeah. So it's like,
but these are the things you'd say makes you bad at sex.
Yeah. And then some girls are just like, just like men, I would say some are just, I don't know, just better than others. And there's nothing,
I mean, yeah,
and there's
you
nothing
can't
you can do about it.
You can't explain it.
There's nothing you can do about it. This girl had a bad childhood, and he's at five. This girl had a bad childhood, and she's great at sex now.
Okay.
You had a great upbringing, and you're okay.
All right. We have to wrap. One fun question I have been enjoying asking the men of the show.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, that is why I have men on, to our point earlier. It's like, you got to have these conversations with men, you know? Yeah. Don't get the advice so much from women.
Yeah.
You got to have a little mix.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's weird, though. I was hit. So a lot of these men out here just saying anything. So
I know. Yeah. So that's why I only have men on here that I vouch for, essentially. Right. Okay. You have to make a dating rule for women to follow. What's the rule you make?
A dating rule?
A dating rule. There's a dating rule.
I would say, I don't know how I make this a rule, but I would say, don't think that don't think that a rule of like that, the whole 3 month rule or 3 days, whatever you want to do, that's fine.
Oh, but for holding out,
but don't do it because you think it's the thing to do. Like, whatever you want to do is the thing to do. Like, the women who are like, oh, I want to have sex on the first night, but I just make them wait 3 months. I'm like, why do you do that? Like, I've had relationships with girls that I hooked up on the first night, and we dated for.
So you're saying, in your experience, it has not mattered. When,
to me, it doesn't.
When you've
but
had
maybe,
sex.
But maybe to some guys, to some guys, it does.
I mean, this is one of the biggest debates in the, you know, dating rule game.
Yeah.
And I hate when I get that question. I'll be like, when should I sleep with them? I'm like, I mean. If there's been a pattern you've been doing, say you have been sleeping first night, and it's not working, you never get the second date. I'd say, all right, try something different. Try not sleeping with them the first night. See how that goes.
Yeah.
But I'm not like, that's the gospel.
Yeah, I agree. Like, do what you feel is like appropriate. And also, if you keep doing that and it's not working, you're probably bad judge of character.
That's what you think it is?
Yeah, I think you're. I think these
That's
guys.
That's why women hold out.
I think these guys. You're not reading these guys like
correctly.
Ah, and sure, the window is small because you have a date. You have what, 90 minutes to decide if this is the character. But if that continuously keeps happening, it'll happen. But if it continuously keeps happening, maybe the guys you're not reading them correctly. Like these guys.
So the problem isn't the sex. It's you're not reading people correctly.
The problem is you're not reading or that the guy just wants sex, which
that's a fair thing to say.
That's the thing. But also, to be fair to the ladies, the guys will lie and be a character.
Yes,
until they get the sex. They'll pretend. But you have to do a better job of reading through that.
Okay, fair. So that you're saying you got to pick better men. That's essentially what you're saying. It's not about when we sleep with you. It's we got to pick better.
If you don't want them to hook up. And also, but like if you do want to hook up with them, I think like if you wait 3 months, they'll still leave.
See, this has been said by men before. Yeah. Where they're like, I could still just be pursuing you just for sex.
Yeah.
For a certain number of things. The thing is, it's less likely a dude would make it. I mean, you say 3 months. That is a very long time.
Yeah.
I feel like 3 dates, I would say fair. I think a lot of dudes could make it to 3 months.
Do you think anyone's waiting 3 months?
No.
No, I don't think anyone's
There's a 12-date rule we've discussed on the pod. There's a matchmaker. However, she counts certain stuff as dates, or it'll count for 2 days if you're together.
Like a text?
No. a phone call that's 20 minutes counts as a date.
Oh, all right, yeah.
And if you're on a date that's longer than, I believe, it's an hour and a half or 2 hours, that counts as 2 dates. But even the matchmaker says, most people knock this out in a month, so it's still not 3 months, even for her rule.
Yeah,
the 3 months is the Steve Harvey thing in the book.
Yeah, that doesn't seem completely arbitrary. Like she just made up these rules. Like a 20-minute phone call, that's a date.
No,
like,
I mean, her success rate is very high.
Yeah, well, I mean, but it's like,
and she's also like, you don't have to do this.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with it. I think that's probably a good. It sounds like a good concept. I never heard of it, but it sounds like a good concept.
But like a guy getting to 12 in a month is a man who is very into you.
Yeah.
So,
but I mean, when I was out there, like, I'm not waiting 3 months. I'm just not.
3 months, I do think, seems insane. And it's also created by Steve Harvey, who, I mean, all his wives are the girl he was cheating on the other wife with. So it's like, I do like a lot of Steve Harvey advice. That's when I go, come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Because Marjorie, you know, she's got the life now.
Yeah.
She was putting out with Steve. He was still married.
Yeah.
And then he says the whole story with her is that he wasn't seeing somebody else anymore or something. She heard him on the phone, so she caught him cheating.
Yeah.
And she packed her shit and was like, I'm out.
Yeah.
And she was like, call me when you want a real thing. And Steve Harvey like apparently broke his phone and was like, I'm done with all the other women. But I'm still like, do I want that to be my story? No.
That's romantic.
Personally, no.
It's like The Notebook.
Yeah, like it's, but it's just debatable if it's like, your girl Marjorie's not doing your book rules, and neither are you.
Yeah, I mean, no.
But he says, if I made it to 90 days, that means I'm in love with that woman. I guess. Yeah.
But for me also, if we go on a date and I like you and you don't want to sleep on the first night and I like you, we'll still go out again. And if I like you and you do, we'll still go out again. So it's okay.
Exactly.
The guy.
So it's always, it's the judging.
Yeah.
So I just say, you know, what's that quote? It's insanity to keep doing the same thing, get the same results.
Yeah.
So I see it as like, if what you're doing, you don't like the results, try something else.
Yeah.
But I don't sit here and go, you got to wait this many dates.
Yeah.
Because there's all the stories of the people that first night and they've been married, you know, how many years or whatever.
I feel like it would be a funny reality show to do like a test of like, let's see how long you can make a guy wait.
Like, I mean, keep going on dates. That is our reality
like,
a lot of
times. Keep going on dates. Keep acting interested and let's see when he taps out.
When he taps out. Almost a study of men across the board. Yeah, like what was the average?
What's the time where he's
because
like,
I'm out. I don't think it's unreasonable to hit a point and you go, look, clearly I'm into this, but if there's no, we don't have this sexual chemistry happening yet, like I'm out. Because if anything, I've made this point on the pod, I've slept with people quickly and it actually usually made me not into them anymore. So like the waiting for me almost is like getting myself emotionally invested.
It was bad.
Not like bad, but it's like it almost needs to be so good to keep me interested. Otherwise, like I could get the ick if it's not. And I don't have the patience or emotional investment in you. You know? I mean, I don't think the ick is a real, real thing, but you know what I mean.
You don't?
Yeah, I think it's a childish thing.
Oh, women say swear by it.
Usually that's like a 24-year-old. And I'm like, get to 32. And you'll be like, the ick you had at 24.
He during the spring. I don't like allergies.
The ick at 32, you're like, oh, he still like has a debit card. I'm like, fair ick. Get your life together.
Wait,
you know?
Can have a debit card?
Who?
A debit card?
No, like if you only have one and you don't have a credit card.
Oh, that's an ick now.
Like I'd say that's a fair ick because you're going, you don't even understand basic finances. Like you didn't get your shit enough together to get a credit card? Come on, man. Like that, but that I'd go, is that really a nick or that's just, that's like, an intelligence thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that I go fair, but yeah, something like, I don't know, Jared has the joke. One was like, he hopped over a puddle. It's like, that's a 24-year-old bitch that's like, all right. Anyway, we do have to wrap. Sorry, Column. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. If you want to join the Patreon for extra episodes, that's patreon.com/shootersgottashoot. Check out Ian at Ian Lara Live.
Yeah, Ian Lara Live on Instagram.
Ian Lara Live. He's got a podcast, Adulthood, which is new, very fun. Also on YouTube if you're watching.
Yeah.
And
We just talk guy shit like that. If you want
exactly.
If you want to hear if we kind of did a mock.
Come on, I'll come on your pod. I'll debunk all your theories. I'll put holes in all of them.
We didn't even have a girl on it. But our producer's a girl and Shabari. And we would just say such crazy shit that we had to get her a microphone because she used to be like, "What are you guys talking about?"
You need someone to ground you a little. Yeah. So I'm happy to hear it.
Shout out to
Marty. Also your tour all over. What's your website?
People find your dates. IanLaraLive.com. I'm on tour for the rest
all
of the year.
All over the US.
All over.
I just did this trip with a bunch of women. They live all over. And I was like, message me if there's a comedian you want to see. I'll tell you if they're good. But Ian is good. Ian is good. Go see Ian. You'll have a great time. All right. I'll tell you if they're a piece of shit like someone we talked about earlier. Anyway. Wait. I want to name it, but I can't. Okay. Thank you guys for listening. I'll see you next week. Bye.